how he plays the game on Sundays. Those are some unique traits that you see few and far between.
His desire to be the best has really seemed to be heightened.
I want to be the best player ever play the game.
Goodbye, baby! Touchdown!
He's a rare breed, let's say, because he has the speed, he has the strength, he has the escapability, he has all that you need to be a backup all situations. And what I mean by that, if he has to run over you, he can do that. If he has to run away from you, he can do that. If he has to give you a move to escape you, he can do that. He has that, all those combinations.
He just seems so determined, coming off the ACL injury. His desire to be the best has really seemed to be heightened from that injury. So his determination, his desire to be the greatest, it seems to be heightened after what he's experienced.
When you think of Adrian Peterson, you think of one of the best players that have played in the NFL. And I think the reason why he is so good is not only because of the natural God-given talents that he does have, but his attitude towards the game of football, how hard he works at it, everything he does off the field, how he plays the game on Sundays. Those are some unique traits that you see few and far between, and that's what makes him such a great player.
Some of the things that I sit there and I'd be like, I'd be surprised too, just to be honest with you. And I know I work hard to do the things that I'm able to do, but I'm able to sit back and when I watch, I'm able to, I don't say anything to anybody, but I know that, God really blessed me with a tremendous talent and just the work ethic to be able to do some of the things I do on the field. And it's easy for me to sit there and realize that I was blessed with talent, and it came from God. He gave me the work ethic to be able to do this, but, he is the main reason I'm able to play this game the way I am. That right there too keeps me humble, just knowing that it's not, it's not me. It's me somewhat, but ultimately, it's God playing through me.
Breaks another at the 30, and he's loose! Adrian's inside the 30, 20, 10, touchdown! Bulldogs to the end zone, touchdown!
With Adrian Peterson, you take Robert Smith, facets of Chuck Foreman, mix in Jim Brown, and you don't get the opportunity to see somebody who possesses all of that. And he's doing this against 8 and 9 men fronts and finding a way around it, or as Kenoy Kennedy, William Gay, Al Harris, David Barnett et al. Have figured out, if he can't get around it, he's going to go through it. And when they see that coming, they know that there's going to be a problem.
I think every defender, whether you're a defensive back or a linebacker, even a defensive lineman, when you watch tape of Adrian Peterson, you're like, whoa, this guy is not only fast, but he's powerful, he's elusive, he's just a special running back. He has it all, the entire package. So if you're a defensive back, you're thinking, man, don't let him get to the secondary. I don't want to have to tackle this guy, and just a hard guy to defend in so many ways.
Yeah, it's humbling, when I hear my name mentioned that, some of the best that ever played the game, Jim Brown, Walter Payton. It feels good, it's like I say, it's humbling, and it makes me even hungrier to surpass those guys one day, I know that if I stay healthy and just continue to, stay on the right track, I feel like I can be able to do that.